I hear it every day, and you probably have too. There are definitely too many personal trainers, and there are so many gyms. There's one on every corner now. And isn't that fantastic that people are excited about health and fitness, or they feel a need to be healthy and fit? And isn't it great that there's lots of places for people to go and exercise? The interesting challenge there, though, is if you talk to business owners and managers and people who own fitness facilities, they will happily share with you that their biggest challenge is finding great people. Yes, there are plenty of personal trainers, and they're really are a lot of people that have done a fitness course, but there are very few top-level superb fitness professionals that you would actually want to put into your fitness facility and either employ them or have them in your business representing your business. And that comes directly from the gym owners and fitness facility managers all around the world. So can you become a personal trainer? Perhaps you were told that there you can't really have a career in sport or fitness because it's not a real job. You need a backup job. There's too many personal trainers. There's too many gyms. You can't make money in a fitness job. And a lot of people do a personal training course and make it a part-time job until they get a real job. So you ended up in a job that you don't like and you're just paying the bills, or you really are passionate about health and fitness. You really would like to have a career in the fitness profession, but you're really not sure whether it's possible. And have you ever wondered if there are personal trainers and fitness professionals and gyms and health clubs and personal training studios that actually make money? And it's a very good question. Are they profitable? And do they give the owners and managers and the personal trainers a profitable career? And that is a really very important question if you are considering a career path in the fitness profession, or more importantly, if you'd really love to be a fitness professional. So I'll say it again, yes, there are plenty of personal trainers, and yes, there are gyms on every corner, and yes, there are lots of people who have done a basic fitness course and they're wanting to be personal trainers and they want to work in those very many gyms. But I'll say it again, the gym owners and managers are looking for something a little bit different. There are very few superb fitness professionals. And if you want to be one of those, it takes a little more than a basic fitness course. There are very few people who have invested in a top-level fitness business education so that they have the skills and knowledge to have a successful, profitable fitness career. So if you have a look at the business of fitness or the lack of it, weight loss, wellness, and health are literally, doesn't matter who you talk to in the business world, are the fastest growing challenges in our Western world and the fastest growing businesses. So the medical professionals will tell you they don't know what to do with the coronary heart disease, type 2 diabetes, osteoporosis, depression, obesity. And the people who own fitness businesses will tell you that they can't get enough people. So there really is a huge need for highly skilled professional people who have now life skills, business skills, wisdom, and of course, genuine care for people. That's what differentiates the fitness profession from selling a product or a car or a house, is that you're actually looking after people. So yes, there may be plenty of people who have done a basic entry-level fitness course who now call themselves personal trainers, but very few top-level fitness professionals. So I'm going to say it again, there are not enough top-level fitness professionals. So the fitness profession now offers a serious profitable career path for people who have a passion for fitness. And that's a given when you have a look at how many fitness businesses there are. And that career, and I'll say it again, really needs people with life experience, wisdom, business experience and skills, people skills, and a real genuine care for people. That seems to be the complete package for a fitness professional. So fitness is a real job. It is a serious career path. And there is an opportunity to earn as much as any other top-level fitness professional, whether it's a lawyer, a doctor, an accountant, an architect. The top-level fitness professionals are earning as much or more. The top fitness businesses have made the owners multimillionaires, of course, and top-level personal training studios are turning over seven figures, and the owners of those personal training studios are certainly earning much more than their counterpart lawyers and doctors. So highly trained self-employed personal trainers, and that's you going into a health club, renting a space for as little as $250 a week, or purchasing a rental space in a park, a council park, or setting up something in your own home. So self-employed personal trainers they're earning in excess of $100,000 a year, and they've obviously got a much shorter working week than most professions. And some people say, oh, but personal trainers have to work really early in the morning and really late at night. And well, that's actually not true, because the beauty of owning your own business is you can choose your own hours, be your own boss, and you get to decide when you're going to market your business being open. So yes, of course, if you want to train people at 5 o'clock in the morning, you can. But if you're a mum and you want to train people between 10 o'clock in the morning and 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you of course can do that as well. Now, the interesting thing is that a basic entry-level fitness course, which was originally designed for school leavers looking for a part-time job while they were going to university, will obviously no longer cut it as a professional business education. And a cheap, easy course designed for people who want a fast, cheap bit of paper, and there's plenty of those. People have been exercising for a really long time, and of course they feel they know everything already. They just want a bit of paper so they can get qualified fast so they can call themselves a personal trainer. However, that won't cut it with the medical professionals. We're aiming to prevent and control the epidemics of obesity, coronary heart disease, type 2 diabetes, depression, those big killer diseases that the medical profession would love help with, but they certainly aren't going to look at people that just have a fast, cheap bit of paper. So the serious career path of a fitness professional, a fitness business owner, a top-level fitness professional, you may want to be a gym or health club manager, that needs an education that will give you all the skills of fitness, of course, but also all the skills of business. So a true fitness professional must have an in-depth knowledge of anatomy and physiology, exercise programming, nutrition, obviously. Added to that, though, there has to be the ability to communicate that knowledge really effectively to the general public, which isn't about going to a course and ticking a box that says, yes, I know how to take blood pressure, or yes, I know my anatomy. You have to have an in-depth understanding of that. However, on top of that, you must also have the skills of business, because whether you own the gym or whether you work in it, you need to know how to market the business, help with the advertising program, or be involved with the advertising so you know what it is and how it works. Obviously, you need to understand sales and communication. Leadership's incredibly important, risk management, and the in-depth understanding of how to add value to a business and how to grow a business. That's what makes you a professional, and that's what makes you really valuable if you actually want to get a job rather than own the business. So it is a very serious career path for people who want to earn money, are passionate about sport and fitness, want to have their own business where they can choose their own hours and be their own boss. However, you've got to have a top-level education. And of course, coming from me, that's easy. The Max Fitness Business College is all about making sure, guaranteeing, which is why we have a career guarantee, that you have every skill required to be a top-level fitness professional. And of course, that's not going to happen just in the process of the course, which is why we have a lifetime education. Max is educating yourself at the very top level for every single day that you're in the fitness profession, whether that's via personal mentoring, monthly workshops, weekly webinars, contact constantly with people who are doing very well in the fitness profession. So you have a circle of influence that's constantly helping you grow. So if you want to be a top-level fitness professional, please make sure that you get a top-level fitness business education.